Baby boomers are aging alone more than any generation in U.S. history, and the resulting loneliness is a looming public health threat. Census figures and other research show about 1 in 11 Americans age 50 and older lacks a spouse, partner, or living child. That amounts to about 8 million people in the U.S. without close kin, the main source of companionship in old age, and their share of the population is expected to grow. Here's Wall Street Journal news editor Janet Adamy. Janet, what have you found?
It's interesting, Gordon. What we found is with the baby boomer generation, this was a generation that really prized individuality. They were more likely to get divorced, had fewer children than previous generations, and they had a spirit of individuality. The end result is that now that they're getting into their older years and they're retiring, they are more likely to find themselves living alone without close family and kin. Those are often the biggest supports in the later years, and we're finding that the rates of loneliness among baby boomers are higher than other generations, including the generation that's older than them, the silent generation.
Wow. No siblings, kids, nieces, nephews to be supportive? I don't understand what's happening.
It's those demographic factors. I mean, some of it is the way that society in general has evolved. You know, the institutions like civic groups, participation in organized religion, those things aren't as strong as they used to be. But for the boomers, it really comes down to some of these life choices that they made earlier that, you know, you were probably not top of mind when you're, you know, foregoing having as many children or you're getting a divorce earlier in life. The dynamic when you age, it becomes more problematic.
Wow. So you referenced religion. There was, I believe, the guy you opened the story with from Utah says he's even stopped going to church, and that was offered at least some sort of social stimulation.
Yeah, one of the most interesting findings is the relationship between health and loneliness. And there's a good bit of very strong research out there suggesting that it's not, you know, loneliness doesn't just make you feel kind of sad. It actually has concrete negative consequences for your health. Some of the research has found that being lonely is as bad for you as smoking up to 15 cigarettes a day or consuming more than 6 alcoholic drinks a day. It's even worse than being obese or physically inactive. So in the case of this particular gentleman, one thing that we find, these two things go hand in hand, is that when your health, when you get less healthy, it also becomes, you have a disincentive to go out and socialize. Wow. So in the case of of Danny Miner, who's in our story, you know, he kind of became a negative cycle where his legs started to ache, his shoulders ached, and so he wasn't doing this stuff as much, and then he ended up spending more time alone and becomes more lonely.
Goodness. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal news editor Janet Adamy. She's in the Washington, D.C. Bureau with a fascinating piece entitled The Loneliest Generation, Americans More Than Ever Are Aging Alone. How much does money have to do with this? Are they short on funds to, I don't know, travel or go out and do something?
Well, what we find, the real financial impact comes through the Medicare program that takes care of the elderly. There was a pretty good study from AARP and some Harvard and Stanford researchers that came out last year that found that the lack of social contacts among older Americans costs Medicare $6.7 billion a year. That most of that is from spending, these isolated seniors spend more money on nursing facilities, and then when they get hospitalized, they are more expensive in the hospital. So I think the real financial impact comes from what you have to the system. It's not just the seniors themselves who are bearing this cost. It's really, you know, essentially the taxpayers who are paying into Medicare.
Wow.
Which is what makes this a public health problem. It's not just, I think people often think of this as these individual cases, but because of the financial impact, it's really more of a national problem. And we're seeing more attention brought to this. The Trump administration is trying to look at a way to use faith-based partnerships to better connect with, to better tap into seniors. I mean, there are certainly many seniors still do go to church, and the idea is those seniors are going to those churches. Let's have those churches be the first point of contact in reaching out to these people.
You know, another thing that jumped out at me in your story, you began the one paragraph by saying, among the most likely to lack close kin are college-educated women.
That's right. This is kind of an interesting finding because I think it has to do with this sort of the woman who comes after that, who is she was an executive here in the Washington area, and she's found that, you know, now that she's in her late 60s, she's had a real hard time finding a new partner.
That's something. It's Wall Street Journal news editor Janet Adamy out of the Bureau in Washington, D.C.